Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, joined a list of GOP voices in calling for Dr. Anthony Fauci to step down. The House Minority Leader criticized the flip-flopping of Fauci when it came to the Wuhan lab leak theory as the origins of the pandemic. On Fox News, Representative McCarthy slammed the Biden administration for anxiously rejoining the World Health Organization after alleged corruption was discovered by the Trump administration.
And why was the first action of this President Biden to put money back into the World Health Organization with no penalties whatsoever after they lied and were controlled by China?
The White House has ruled out firing Fauci for any circumstances as President Biden continues to place confidence in his chief medical advisor. Two passenger trains collided in southern Pakistan on Monday, killing at least 35 people and wounding dozens of others. The collision took place in the Sindh province. That's about 275 miles north of Karachi. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Gasoline prices continue to inch their way higher. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
That $3.05 figure is actually up 9 cents a gallon from a month ago and $1.02 from a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what motorists can expect as we enter the summer driving season.
For now, motorists shouldn't expect much increase nor decrease as global supply and demand factors remain relatively steady. Prices over July 4 in the weeks ahead will likely be similar to today's levels, barring any unforeseeable developments that may affect supply and demand.
Across the country, Texas has the lowest statewide average of $2.67, while California has the highest at $4.20 a gallon. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
TikTok quietly revised its privacy policy last week. TikTok can now own your face and voice prints from content you post. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As the Arizona Senate continues to audit the 2020 election in Maricopa County, another state is exposing election official irregularities and punishment. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Georgia Republican Party has approved a resolution censuring Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. The resolution says he failed to perform his duties in accordance with the laws of the Constitution of the state of Georgia. Epic Times reports that Republicans accused Raffensperger of, quote, undermining the security of our elections by allowing mass mailings of absentee applications by his office and third parties, which created opportunities for fraud and overwhelmed election offices, rendering accurate signature matching nearly impossible, allowing ballot drop boxes without proper chain of custody, and ignoring sworn affidavits and disregarding evidence of voter fraud. Raffensperger has said there is no evidence of widespread fraud occurring in the 2020 election. The state election board, which he chairs, has sent dozens of election fraud cases to prosecutors. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
300 million vaccine doses in American arms. Dan Naraki reports.
The CDC says that more than 300 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the United States. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country to have received at least one dose by July 4th.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Horace Cooper joins us. And, Horace, hope you had a great weekend. It was an interesting one. Sunday, another solemn day after Memorial Day, the week before. Of course, the celebration, the remembrance, I should say remembrance of D-Day. And what came to mind, Horace, as I was pausing to consider D-Day, imagine if D-Day would have taken place today. Would America answer the call?
Well, you know, that's a really, really troubling question. So much of the willingness on the part of people to stand up and fight for freedom, fight for liberty, fight for our American system, it was assumed during this period. And that's the reason why thousands of people ended up ultimately making one of the most amazing sacrifices. Jesus told us that there is no greater love than to give one's life for a friend. And then today, when we look around, what we see in too many instances are people who are so inwardly focused, and they criticize others for not being exactly like them, thinking like them, living like them, and are unwilling to say, but you know what, you're an American. I'm going to stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder with you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we lived in a time when one of the greatest evils facing the planet was able to be put down. I worry if something like that again were to occur, how easy would it be to get Americans to stand united against that threat?
Exactly. Well, the threat against liberty and freedom for all. I mean, and this is what we see. It's not so much that we want everybody to be, you know, like America or America, but we want them to be able to attain to their God-given rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And, you know, and I sometimes see where in policy and in politics that somewhat gets confused and the major is somewhat diluted. The major viewpoint, the major objective is lost in translation. Am I fair in saying that?
Oh, I think that's more than fair. Look, what we often are hearing, especially from elites on the East and West Coast and in our media, is that America actually isn't all that impressive of a place. It's not a place where people should want to aspire to be a model. America has so much to apologize for. Is it any surprise, therefore, that someone like me thinks it would be hard, it would be difficult to recruit people to fight for the American way when so much of what they hear is saying that America isn't all that important. America isn't all that impressive. Mm-hmm. I think it's good that we don't have the global threat that once existed. I think it's not good that it's possible we're not prepared were such a threat to arrive.
Exactly. Well, and I think probably just prior to World War One or World War Two, you could see where people were a bit lackadaisical, that they ignored the signs. Because what we see happening in the military, what we see happening in everything, I mean, the cancel culture has presented itself and imposed itself on every institution. I mean, it is amazing how they have taken over and marginalized these good qualities, these values that we're ignoring. Now, I think it's interesting that we have Memorial Day where we honor those that, you know, put it all on the line. They said, look, I'm going to put not only my money where my mouth is, I'm going to put my very life where, you know, where my mouth is, and I'm going to back this up. And we have done that time and again, whether it had to do with the Civil War, the American Revolution, go right on down. And the consistent element in all this was liberty. See, and then sometimes I think we get, a little bit confused, and because liberty is something that unites us, Horace. It doesn't divide us. This is why the Democrats and Joe Biden, they can't talk about freedoms and liberty, because what they're doing is encroaching on said liberties, and every time it goes to the courts, they get slapped down.
Well, they haven't done as well as they thought with our court system, but that's one of the reasons why their solution is not to change their approach, not to change their minds, but to change the court itself.
Exactly.
We were created as a place where liberty is supposed to reside. It is the pursuit of happiness, not the guarantee of happiness, that causes people all over planet Earth to seek us out. We're having an unbelievable, chaotic, overwhelmed border process in our southern border because the left believes that there is nothing special about America, and since there's nothing special about America, there's no reason that we should protect America. The irony is that once America is as destroyed and is as downtrodden as the places where people are fleeing from, we won't have the problem at our borders. How do I know this? Look at Detroit. Look at downtown New Orleans. Look at Philadelphia. You go to any place in America where the left has allowed the places to run down, to be destroyed, what you see is escaping. What you see is flight. You don't see the influx.
Right.
That's what we would have if the left had their way with border control in America.
Well, and of course, we're already seeing this happen, whether it's California, other states around the country, and New York. They're just getting out of there. I mean, you know, get me a U-Haul. And look at the U-Haul numbers right now of these states that have been so draconian in their policy approach, and they've been doing more harm than good for their voter electorate, and they're losing people left and right. I mean, the number one, according to U-Haul, the number one state in the union for exits out of any state is California. One-way rentals of U-Hauls. That's quite telling, to your point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Free people, when things are not to their liking, go to a better place, and they leave a place that's not working out for them. Now, the American way has been to fight and make sure that the place that we are can remain that. But that's a really, really troublesome question about America right now. Is this the place where we stay and fight, or is this the place where we say it's done, we're moving on? The problem is, where would you go?
Yeah,
if
exactly.
America isn't that place, where would you go?
Well, even if you go from one state to another, I would encourage, and I think that in part what you're saying here is that we're better off, you know, planting the flag and taking on these local governments, taking on these state governments, and, you know, break this down. I mean, there's so much to unfold just in that alone, because the system has been rigged, particularly in California, that's become solidly a one-party state. We've got more from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after, and Horace Cooper is our guest, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and Project 21 co-chair. And I wanted to talk about something you recently wrote about, Horace, and that has to do with the declassification of Biden's white supremacist intel. You know, the president made a statement, you know, when he was in Tulsa that was shocking. Tell our audience what he said.
So the president, in the course of giving a speech commemorating what was called the slaughter on Black Wall Street, made a statement that white supremacy is the greatest threat facing these United States. Now, the president never explained why he chose to appear at this event. I'm not opposed to the president commemorating the 100th anniversary of this event, but I spoke about this both on your show and in a Newsmax piece last summer. Mm-hmm. I believe that there's a big lesson to be learned about the incident that took place in Tulsa. And that incident was a circumstance where a young man in a shopping store in Tulsa allegedly lost his balance getting out of an elevator, and in the course of doing so, rubbed, fell, grabbed against the elevator operator, who happened to be a young lady. She would ultimately tell police that it happened lots of times with lots of different customers, that sometimes the elevator just shook and people lost their balance. However, someone in the store said that it was an assault that had occurred and that the young boy ran out of the elevator as evidence of his wrongdoing. Ultimately, the young man was arrested, and a crowd of agitators appeared, making the charge that he had raped the woman and demanding that there be swift and unjust punishment. The lesson that I mentioned to America in my Newsmax piece, and at least once on the show with you last summer, was that we should never let agitation, protesting, and demands be the basis for anyone ever being prosecuted. And that's what we were doing in Minnesota at this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
It leads to an unjust outcome. In the case in Tulsa, once it became clear that there was no evidence of a rape, no evidence of an assault, no witness willing to testify to any of it, the decision not to prosecute led to all of the destruction and mayhem that ultimately required the President of the United States to send in the National Guard. That is the lesson of Tulsa, and it would have been great if the President of the United States had reminded America that we always have to be vigilant about the risk of assuming that we already know all the facts in an investigation, and that when these things get out of control, lots of terrible things can happen. We had $2 billion worth of damage happen in America this summer because people determined that you don't allow investigations, you don't allow the prosecutors to build their case, that instead you simply riot and engage in mayhem until you get the outcome you seek. Well, in the course of not doing what I would have recommended, the president then said white supremacy continues to be the biggest problem, and in fact, it is, according to him, the greatest threat. He said he was briefed by the intelligence communities, the greatest threat to our homeland. Now, that is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
White supremacists have not done $2 billion worth of damage. White supremacists didn't burn houses down. White supremacists haven't assaulted people all all across America, white supremacists aren't going around attacking Asians, aren't going around attacking Jewish Americans. White supremacists actually aren't doing any of the things that have led to the overwhelmingly rise in murder rates in New York City and in Chicago and New Orleans and Los Angeles and Philadelphia and Miami, and I could just go on.
Exactly.
There's no evidence of this. Mm-hmm. I do not believe any career intelligence officer has prepared documentation to support this theory, and that's why I insisted that if such information was ever provided to the president, that it be declassified so mm-hmm. that we can see exactly what was presented to them.
Exactly.
Frankly, I don't think anything was, and I think it was a lie.
Right. Let's see. You know, put up or shut up. But going back, to what you were stating earlier in this situation, which is so shocking here, is the damage that's been done, as you and I have discussed. I mean, you get everybody. What is the difference between what's happening in this realm, in this genre, by the President of the United States, versus somebody in a movie theater yelling fire when a fire isn't
Absolutely.
Existing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you're 100% correct. In fact, there's not much difference between that and going over to a stack of straw and just casually flicking a match over. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure your audience understands my view. It was not wrong to say to Rosa Parks that after a hard day that just because you're black, you can't sit in one of the seats because we've designated one of the seats, any of the seats in the front for whites. That's not why it was wrong because she was black. It's not wrong because she was white, a woman. It was wrong because she was a citizen of these United States. All of us should have been entitled to sit where we wanted to. And all of us today in the 21st century should be entitled not to have the government declare presumptuously that certain races are safe for the homeland, mm-hmm. certain races are not.
Horace, help me out. The Democrats are often, caught saying, why are we re-legislating that? Well, that's old news. Why are we bringing that up? But we keep hearing about Rosa Parks and these other, and with all due respect, I mean, this is where, and I don't hear them say, that's old news. Why are we re-legislating this? Are we not beyond this?
Yeah. Well, again, they tell us that the lesson was and is only, this shouldn't have been done because it was done to a black or brown person. And if that's the lesson that we learn, we're destined to repeat it.
Right.
Every place on planet Earth where people have tried to organize themselves on the basis of their skin color has led to mayhem, has mm-hmm. led to madness, has led to destruction. The former Soviet Union, India, broad areas of Africa, even in Europe, every single time people have attempted to organize themselves on the basis of race, it doesn't work out, and it isn't just not working out, it has an awful outcome. We have the systemic mistreatment and even slaughter of Uyghurs by the Chinese
Exactly.
government. There, it isn't that we say, don't do this, respect their religious beliefs. Don't do this because they are human beings
Amen.
In your country. And
right.
all of the human beings are supposed to be treated with dignity. That's what the rule is. And the President of the United States, not unlike Woodrow Wilson in the 20th century, was willing to use his power to divide us along racial lines.
I'd
there
like
were universities
him.
That did that.
Exactly.
Then, and they are now.
I'd like him to define white supremacy. Who are the white supremacists, Horace?
Oh, absolutely. I will tell you, nothing like what America thinks are racists and bigots meet this definition, but I still don't think the intelligence community provided any of this information.
Let's look for the proof. Horace Cooper, Project 21 co-chair and legal analyst.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, joined a list of GOP voices in calling for Dr. Anthony Fauci to step down. The House Minority Leader criticized the flip-flopping of Fauci when it came to the Wuhan lab leak theory as the origins of the pandemic. On Fox News, Representative McCarthy slammed the Biden administration for anxiously rejoining the World Health Organization after alleged corruption was discovered by the Trump administration.
And why was the first action of this President Biden to put money back into the World Health Organization with no penalties whatsoever after they lied and were controlled by China?
The White House has ruled out firing Fauci for any circumstances as President Biden continues to place confidence in his chief medical advisor. Two passenger trains collided in southern Pakistan on Monday, killing at least 35 people and wounding dozens of others. The collision took place in the Sindh province. That's about 275 miles north of Karachi. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One of the main objectives, in addition to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, it's to encourage all of us to get activated. And I can understand sometimes you want to jump into the deep end of the pool, but you quite haven't done your homework yet to be at the deep end, and that's where people end up burning themselves out. God forbid they would drown, so to speak, in all the political mishmash that can happen at the federal level. But there is so much to understand about the local level, and what we're seeing more and more from these local activists across the country, they're quite effective. I mean, we had a situation in Texas, I believe, where a school district was out of hand. They were forcing critical race theory and, you know, trying to hide and be deceptive about the curriculum that was being thrust upon these students in this Texas community. And the parents said, hell no. You know, we're going after it. It ain't going to happen. And so what they did was they voted them all out, and they took control of their school district once again and bring it back in line. So we're hearing more and more activity like this, where the national level has failed us. The local level can be quite effective. Now, our next guest, Michelle Mixa, is a former teacher herself. She's a homeschooling mom, and she decided, she's going to wade seriously into the local political issues and not just complain about the problem, but to do something about it. Michelle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. It's great to be here with you.
Well, congratulations on your efforts, because this is living proof that local activism works. It can be most effective when you got the Muskegon County Commissioners to pass a resolution to ban vaccine passports. Up until your pressure and those with you that put the pressure on county commissioners, they were seriously considering vaccine passports, weren't they?
Well, the talk in the state of Michigan is definitely going in that direction. Our governor has not come out and said that she's going to endorse them, but everything that she's putting into place with the mandates certainly indicates that that's a direction that Michigan could go. And I was very concerned about the language that she was using and what I was hearing around in our state news. And I had been writing my representatives, my state senator and my state representative, and you know, I wasn't very happy with their responses. Mostly the responses were very general and not specific mm-hmm. to my concerns. And so I knew that I needed to go more local where my voice would be louder.
Right. Well, and that's what they do. And I'll tell you, the Democrats, you got to hand it to them. They're very effective in wordsmithing. And how to kind of give themselves a bailout exit, so to speak, or some way in which they can say, well, yeah, we did say this. Remember, in this word here, you know, we were quite clear and quite transparent when they don't know anything about transparent. They're more opaque than transparent, aren't they?
I totally agree. Here in Michigan, we're already seeing the vaccine passport without a passport, with our mandate saying that the unvaccinated need to mask, the vaccinated don't need to mask. Our student athletes, if they're vaccinated, they don't have to go through weekly testing. Those that are unvaccinated do. It's the passport without the passport that's already in place. And this discrimination and segregation in society needs to end.
Exactly. That's amazing that they're already doing that at this. And of course, now there's the latest news reports is that we're starting to have younger people, getting COVID and being hospitalized. I haven't seen exact numbers, but again, they're careful about the wordsmithing and how they put it out there. They lead you to believe that there's quite an insurgence of teenagers now contracting COVID. Is that your experience there where you're at?
I'm not sure about the teenage rates of contracting COVID, at least to the point of being in or hospitalized. I do know that all of the quarantining is just delaying people getting COVID. Mm-hmm. And so now that we're starting to open up, it's spreading again.
Yeah. Well, the thing also, which has been underestimated and non-reported for the most part, are people who have contracted COVID. And even the scientists are saying, if you've contracted COVID, you're better than being vaccinated, aren't you?
Sure. Natural immunity is far superior to vaccine-induced immunity. And, you know, this vaccine, I am all for medical choice. I want that to be very clear. Mm-hmm. This vaccine is not for my family. But I believe that we all need to make our own informed decisions. We also need to be aware that the vaccine that's currently being rolled out is an experimental vaccine, and there is no science or data to prove that it stops the spread of COVID. Mm-hmm. So special privileges going to people who are vaccinated is really scientifically unfounded because there's no proof or data when these studies don't end until 2023 mm-hmm. that groups of vaccinated people are safer than groups of unvaccinated people.
Michelle, people are quite shocked when I remind them that this is not approved by the FDA. And they,
right.
Well, how can that be? Well, that's part of Operation Warp Speed. And the condition in order to do this, they had to circumvent the natural course of approvals. And part of that involves the FDA. And as you say, they're really not going to put their seal of approval on this until all the evidence is in. And until then, we're basically lab rats in their hands, aren't we?
We are absolutely guinea pigs. This is the largest experiment on human society with vaccines ever rolled out. And I think people, if the information is out there, if you want to even do a slight amount of research, the information is out there that is experimental. Data is not in. I've called the health department several times just to make sure I understand the status of this vaccine and the data that's been in. And they say that we are just functioning under the assumption that this vaccine stops the spread or at least slows it significantly, but that we do not know if that's the case. And so special privileges going to people who are vaccinated does not make any sense at all in our society, not to mention vaccine passports do not take into consideration the nearly 1 million people in Michigan who have contracted COVID and recovered and are therefore naturally immune.
Exactly.
For some reason, those of us, and I actually, my family did contract COVID and we recovered. Mm-hmm. We aren't considered part of herd immunity right now. I keep saying the world is upside down.
No, it really is. It's on its head. But, you know, Michelle, for those of us of faith that read the Bible, we knew that these days would happen. The Bible's clear that there will be those days when that which is good is called evil, evil good. And this is where we're at. And that's an upside down world. And what is it going mm-hmm. to take for people to write this up? And the thing is politics downstream of culture is it tells you that the disease is in the culture itself. So the culture itself has to revive and renew and reform itself. If it doesn't, heaven help us, because where we're headed with all our liberties being subordinated to the state in the way that they have been, all in the name of COVID, boy, I'll tell you, this could be a real scary America around the corner.
It is a scary America right now, in my opinion, but I'll give a little dose of optimism to you, because I cannot believe the people who are uprising and working hard at the grassroots level here in Michigan. I am meeting so many people that want to push this evil back. I've worked with peoplesrights.org and michiganforvaccinechoice.org, and we banded together and put pressure on our county commissioners and passed this resolution to ban the vaccine passport. I'm seeing parental groups coming together and protesting school boards. We are working together, and I cannot believe the number of liberty-loving people from honestly both sides of the aisle, because the medical freedom movement is very diverse in political views, standing up and fighting back. And every single day that I talk to a patriot, I just get a dose of optimism. I believe that if the small, everyday average Joe like me, I'm a homeschooling mom.
Yes.
If we stand up and do something, get connected and do something, we can push this evil back. I believe it strongly.
You know, and it is encouraging to hear you speak, because it reinforces what I've seen in other local communities, is that this happens with some rapidity. I mean, it's not like we have to wait 4 years down the road. At a local level, where the rubber meets the road, as they say, you can affect change quite quickly, can't you?
Absolutely. I think from the day that I...
I'll tell you what, Michelle, I'm going to pause for just a minute. We'll pick it up exactly right there. Okay, more for Michelle after this.
Home builders demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the call, all right? Just one sec. Fowles Builders, this is Fowles. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This report is sponsored by Holland America. After a year-long hiatus, the wait is over, and it's time to cruise again. Holland America Line is ready to set sail round trip from Seattle to Alaska with their new ship, New Amsterdam, with departures starting July 24th and sailing through October 2nd. These Alaska cruises will only be for guests who have received their final dose of the vaccine 14 days prior to embarkation. The ship has also been upgraded to make guests feel even safer with enhanced sanitation practices, upgraded HVAC systems, UV lighting, and enhanced advanced filtration practices. Gus Antorsha is the president of Holland America Line.
We're working through the protocols with the CDC, and so I suspect there may be some adjustments and changes we need to make. But I think everything that a guest has come to expect and enjoy from a Holland America cruise will be available. So that includes our onboard dining options. It includes the entertainment offers. It includes the special lectures, the special programs that we add to all of our voyages.
Visit www.hollandamerica.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Michelle Mixa, former school teacher turned homeschooling mom. If I might, for just a minute here, this past weekend was we had a memorial for a member of our family, for us directly, a bit extended. Happens to be the brother of my step-granddaughter in California. And you may have heard, Michelle, of the news of the six-year-old a boy that was killed in a road rage shooting incident in Southern California. It's been amazing how, you know, Americans across the country, and I would say even people around the world who have donated in this fundraising effort to support the family, it's just been so wonderful. And this has been, you know, quite an ordeal, and they've been looking for the people, and it's being reported now that they've arrested two people that were involved in this incident. We don't know which one, if it was the driver or the passenger, but it was a boyfriend and girlfriend out of Costa Mesa, California, and one of them fired a shot through the trunk of the car that went through the back seat and into the stomach of this six-year-old boy, Aiden. And it looks like they finally have made an arrest, and they've got the people that have perpetrated this. So if you hear my voice a little mixed, you know, this is, you know, it's good news for the family, because they had the funeral for Aiden this past Saturday, and then they will be, you know, they'll have the cemetery, and the finalization of the funeral will take place later on today. So this is good news for the family, and I think for those in the area who are wondering, you know, how can I drive the streets, because my daughter is in from Hawaii with two of our grandchildren and her husband, and they're nervous, you know, because there's a lot of activity, because her father-in-law is in the hospital, and they have to travel that freeway.
and they're nervous traveling that freeway, and that freeway's already had increased incidences of people shooting paintballs and BB guns and pellets and everything on the road. I mean, it's just, like you said, it's an upside-down world, Michelle. And this is all a manifestation of this lawlessness and craziness that's going on right now.
Sorry. My heart goes out to the family.
Yeah. It's like a dear friend of mine said, you never get over it. You just get through it. And that's what we're praying by the grace of God that, that his mom and dad and our granddaughter and the rest of the family is able to, just trust in God and hold on to God during this process. But, in a sense, this is good news because I say good news even for the people that did this because I just can't imagine their conscience, knowing that they had done this to a six-year-old boy. And the outpouring of love in the community, is unreal because Orange County is like 50 square miles. so it covers a lot of land, over 3 million people. And, for them, for the most part, to rally around this event and what happened, I think it's at a local level, again, to your point and what you're saying, it's the local people coming together in outrage over this kind of lawlessness. And, I don't know how many more young kids like Aiden have to be sacrificed on the altar of this crazy culture, for the culture to finally just say enough, we're not going to put up with this anymore,
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I want to get back on what we were talking right before we went into break, and you were starting to express just how long it took for you to effect change. Break that down for our audience.
Right. So as I said earlier, I decided I needed to be at the local level, so I called one day having no idea what it was like to speak at a county commissioner's meeting or even how they functioned or what a county commissioner even does. I had no idea. So I called in and asked them to pass a resolution, and by the end of the week, I decided, well, since no one else is heading up this cause, I guess it's going to be me, and had recruited some people to call in and then networked with peoplesrights.org and michiganforvaccinechoice.org, and it took 7 weeks to pass this resolution of us calling, writing emails, and then calling in during the actual meeting because here in Michigan, we're still under a state of emergency and the meetings are not public in person at this time.
Right.
And so seven weeks of work and hard work and motivating people and thanking people and networking, but only 7 weeks.
Was it worth it?
Oh, it was so worth it. It was so worth it. And I can, this whole time I keep thinking to myself, my children, this is their childhood right now, these days.
Right.
And I want it to be as unaffected as possible and to make sure that their future is that they can live in liberty. Mm. And they're watching us right now.
Yes, right.
They're watching how we're reacting to this tyranny. And it's our obligation to stand up and teach them how to push tyranny back. So we need to step up. Just the average moms and dads step up, network, and with other like-minded people, find each other and do something.
You know, it's so important for me in hearing your story because I often hear from people that, they say, Bill, you talk about the Constitution, we the people, and it's powerful and, so powerful and everything. And I said, yeah, it is. But if you don't exercise we the people, the power of the concept and what our founding fathers had in mind, that we are the kings. That's what this was about. There wasn't going to be a singular king. We weren't to subordinate and to release that responsibility to some elite ruling class. But, the problem is you have that natural inertia. You have that human desire to be a leader. And if you let the ruling class have their way with you and with your lives, hey, they're going to take it over. And this is where we are right now. The ruling class has risen at the expense of those that should be ruling. We've abdicated our responsibility. And this is why our government right now is out of order. So what you have done is you've manifested to our audience and to others that can kind of understand this, that this is what we the people looks like.
Right, exactly. And I think we've just been very complacent because our lives are so incredibly wonderful in America. This is the best country in the world. I've been to 18 countries.
Wow.
This is the best country in the world. And I think the comfort bred complacency. And at this time, we can no longer be complacent. We need to choose one issue. We have a lot of issues coming at us at one time right now in this time. We need to each choose one issue, network with like-minded people, and do the things that need to be done. Write the emails, make the phone calls, show up at the school board meetings or the county commissioner meetings. Speak your mind. If they say that you only have 2 minutes to talk, talk 3 minutes. Then you have the right to petition your government. Do
exactly.
those things.
And make sure your point, as you said, is well targeted. This past weekend, I had a chance to talk with Congressman Andy Biggs out of Arizona. There was a meeting, foundational meeting down in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I had a chance to visit with him, and he was talking about doing once again, this is on the federal level, a contract with America a la Newt Gingrich back in 1999, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been calling for this for a long time, that there needed to be the cast of that vision. But, you know, he was talking in a sense that what I felt that he needed to really congeal on is that they needed to know that what made the Republicans successful and Newt Gingrich's leadership so successful was that's what they kept hammering, was that contract with America, that no matter what, because Republicans, just by their nature, are very creative. You know, they always want to come up with a better idea. I think that's fine. You'll go to have that discussion back in the caucus. But when you're in public, you've got to be focused on the majority. What are the key points? Like you said, we're getting attacked from all different angles and everything, but consistently, what is being, you know, what's being threatened, I would say number one is our liberty. And, and we always have to come back to whatever proposal, whatever proposition, whatever expansion of government, whatever you want to do with $6 trillion new dollars of spending, does it add or take away from America's liberty? Does it add or take away from our security? Does it add or take away from our future generations' success and viability? You know, these are some key points that you can focus on and hammer time and time again, so that in your talking points, you're constantly reiterating those key critical points that will allow America and Americans to thrive.
Absolutely. And America thriving is a good thing. We help a lot of other nations. We ourselves are comfortable, thriving individuals. We're not a collectivist society. Collectively,
right.
we're incredible. Individually
right.
is what makes up our incredible collective. And the other thing that came to mind as you were speaking is liberty is nonpartisan.
Yes.
Liberty is for everyone. And everyone should be banding together and fighting for it. So I have made contacts with people who are very liberty-minded and see how what is happening in the world, but they're more left-leaning than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll work together on a common core. Common core. I used to be a teacher. You know, on a common cause.
Yes.
Liberty is nonpartisan, and liberty has inertia. The more
it does.
We get, the more we're going to be willing to fight for. So everyone, just the average Joe, needs to take on an issue and start working on it.
No, I agree with you 100%, Michelle. Boy, liberty is unifying, and it transcends all these boundaries and this partisanship. It brings us together. This is what E Pluribus Unum is all about. The Unum is our liberty, our God-given liberties being exercised for each other's highest. It is an awesome force that, for all intent and purposes, I believe only exists here in the United States of America. Michelle Mixa has been with us. Thank you, Michelle. Take care.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow?